Bordertown, USA, Mexican national charged in Alabama shooting illegally in U.S., says ICE. By Randy Clark on August 7, 2024. Montgomery, Alabama, police arrested Alberto Martinez Fidel in connection to a shooting that took place Sunday morning in Montgomery, Alabama. Martinez is accused of causing serious bodily injury to another resident of the city after shooting him in the back and buttocks. Police provided limited information concerning the victim, but court documents indicate Martinez is suspected of shooting the victim at close range with a handgun. After his arrest, Martinez was booked into the Montgomery County Detention Facility and charged with first-degree assault. The court set Martinez's bond at $30,000, according to a report by WSFA 12. A spokesperson for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, reported Martinez is a Mexican national illegally present in the United States. The following statement was provided to Breitbart, Texas by an ICE spokesperson after an inquiry to the agency. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement's Enforcement and Removal Operations filed a detainer on Alberto Martinez Fidel, 46, an unlawfully present Mexican national August 5, 2024, after his arrest by the Montgomery Police Department. ICE does not have any previous immigration information on this individual. ICE Enforcement and Removal Office, ERO, lodges immigration detainers against migrants arrested for criminal activity and taken into custody by state or local law enforcement. An immigration detainer is a request from ICE to state or local law enforcement agencies to notify ICE as early as possible before a removable migrant is released from their custody. Detainers request that state or local law enforcement agencies maintain custody of the non-citizen for a period not to exceed 48 hours beyond the time the individual would otherwise be released, allowing ERO to assume custody for removal purposes under federal law. Each detainer is accompanied by a congressionally authorized administrative warrant of arrest. The lack of immigration history suggests that Martinez Fidel entered the United States illegally between ports of entry and made his way into the U.S. interior without being encountered by a Border Patrol agent. If correct, he could be one of the more than 800,000 known gotaways reported by U.S. Border Patrol during the past 3 years. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, at Randy Clark.